And we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios here on University Avenue at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WTTN 1580 AM. Also, maybe you're catching the stream at devilradio927.com or perhaps checking it out on Facebook or the Devil Radio app. Again, the greatest app ever. It's been self-proclaimed. You've heard it a bunch. Download the app if you don't have it yet. It's a great way to keep up with all the wonderful programs on this station. There are a bunch of them. Man, and just love the group here and Crudy the opportunity from him to allow Dame by local businesses like Live Well Video, local leaders like Kina Agginson and her Rougi Wellness business, part of Dame by Local, but also giving her perspective on Juneteenth. We appreciate that. We had an opportunity as well this week to catch up with an old friend, Britt Peckham, at Swave Engage. Now, Swave Engage is a really interesting business. And luckily for me, I had a chance to talk with Britt about her business and catch up with her. So let's learn about Britt and Swave Engage. Now we get a chance to welcome Britt Peckham to the show once again. Glad to catch up with her. Britt with Swave Engage. Britt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Jason?
I'm excellent. So glad to be doing the show here once again for Dame by Local and talk to members about their services, about what they bring to our community, but also, like in your case, provide services to other businesses to help them elevate, right? So tell us a little bit about Swave Engage and how it's been going.
Absolutely. I think I'd like to hop back to the beginning of everything and the fact that I wanted to own my own business for a really long time. Come from a family of a lot of different entrepreneurs. And I had organizations that I had worked with in the past for the different endeavors I had prior reach out to me because I knew I had marketing experience. And through that, I had learned there's a big need for marketing services. I decided to first start with nonprofits because that was a unique space and I understood it pretty well from my past experiences. We started with website design, videos, social media, email marketing. I've been able to learn a lot about our target audience and who we want to serve and what services we want to offer. And that's where we're at today. We've solidified our processes. We've communicated with the right people and identified where we're going to show up. And now we're serving nonprofits and small businesses in the Midwest, and we're loving it. So that's where we're at now, and excited to continue to learn because that's what entrepreneurship is all about.
So the website is swaveengage.com. Now, Britt, you started this out a while ago, kind of with, you know, a specific focus, and then it's kind of evolved over time. Tell us how the business has evolved and how you've really narrowed in to serve your customers and clients best.
We found that we love social media, and that's what we're going to focus on. And nonprofits and small businesses are both a little bit different in the way that we approach things. A lot of times nonprofits will come to us for an event or a fundraiser, and then from there they'll decide to work with us on a monthly basis because we encourage them to be developing those relationships throughout the year. We encourage as much posting as possible with the resources that you have. So when it comes time to ask or get participation, it makes it really easy. And then for local businesses, it's monthly social media posting, anywhere from 2 posts a week to 7 posts a week. And our approach is a hybrid approach because these social media platforms are businesses, believe it or not, and they, specifically the more mature ones, are asking for more money to have your post reach more people. And we do this through boosting. We don't do as advanced ad management, but our posts reach more people through just small dollar amounts that are put towards these posts. And we're getting the results that we want to see, and we're exceeding goals. And it's a really fun feeling. It's a really fun thing to do.
So we talked to a lot of small business owners on the program, and of course, you know, the network of Dame by Local, and there's so many small businesses around the state too. But I think that's, you know, one, for them, it's time is hard to find sometimes to manage that. Number two, if, you know, like you said, I mean, if you're putting things out, you want people to see it. So I think it's important to have somebody who knows how to make that happen, as opposed to you just randomly kind of like, oh, well, I'm just going to boost this one and not this one. You know, like I think some guidance there is really, really helpful on multiple fronts for business owners. So I think that's wonderful that that's where you're focusing.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do come across business owners who have tried social media and it hasn't worked for them. And it bums me out because there are certain parameters that you should follow in order for the algorithm to pick up your post and to show it to more people and to get those conversions. And a lot of times when that happens, I just sit down with the client and we go through what they've posted and I give constructive feedback to show them how they could be doing it differently to get those results. And I don't want people to feel discouraged. I want them to see social media as a powerful tool and with the right guidance and expertise that it really can do the magic. It's magical.
One thing I enjoy about, you know, currently our setup for the access to putting out information with social media and others is that it really is, can be a reflection of you. You as the business are in complete control about what you put out in that format. And so I think that's really kind of a lot different than, you know, previous years long ago. This might be preceding you. I'm dating myself here, Britt. but you know, back when you would try to do something and then someone else would interpret it, some media format would interpret it, and then they would put out a piece related to that. And sometimes it was their interpretation and that might not be the exact message you wanted, but for now, social media, we have control of the messages we put out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I love about social media is it's all about storytelling and the story that you want to tell. And sometimes where organizations get caught up is, what are the pieces of content? What are the assets that I need to tell my story in an effective way? And that's where Swave Engage comes in. But it really, you have all the control. And what I try to encourage is figure out how to put out content to build fans, to attract fans rather than followers. Get people to rave about your brand. Get people to love your brand and want to know what's up with your organization and that they want to continue to follow your story. And that's something that we can accomplish through social media. And it's really cool to watch these organizations grow into who they are through storytelling.
We're talking with Britt Peckham, owner, founder of Swave Engage. Again, the website is swaveengage.com. Britt, if people have heard all these things from you today and they're interested in working with you, what's some of the best ways to contact you and get started?
Yeah, I would say just an email would be great. And you can go to swaveengage.com. That's SWAVEENGAGE. And you can fill out the form there, or you can reach out to me directly. Find me on LinkedIn, BRITTPECKHAM. And then it's at swaveengage.com for my email address.
And we will share and link you in the socials too for this post as people, you know, want to hit the Devil Radio app or our links on social media presence as well for the radio station. They can also find Swave Engage and Britt Peckham over at Swave Engage. Britt, thanks so much for telling us about a little bit about what you do. I know there's more, and I know there's more coming for you as well. You've been such a wonderful person to find through Dame by Local, and one of the reasons I love the group as well. We get a chance to collaborate, connect, and elevate everybody. So really happy to be involved with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jason.
So again, you can find out more about Britt and Swave Engage at Swave, S-W-A-V-E, engage.com. Heading back to Juneteenth, again, a couple things I mentioned to you to be searching for that. Look, there's a bunch of celebrations going on. There's also, remember, our guest Pio from Delta Beer Lab just a few weeks ago talked about they are selling a black IPA, Black is Beautiful, a black IPA right now that is Proceeds from that, 100% of the proceeds from that are going to support Urban Triage and their program to bring sustainable food to underserved communities here. So again, you can head over to the lab, Delta Beer Lab, and support that. You can find those four packs of Black is Beautiful at different retailers around the area. And another event today, speaking of Delta Beer Lab, our friends over there, is they are involved. They're hosting a Madison Makers Fitchburg Mini Market today at Delta Beer Lab, 3 to 8 p.m., where you can not only enjoy Delta Beer Lab's beer, but you can also have a food and other things right there at 167 East Badger Road, right at Delta Beer Lab, and support local food trucks, vendors, and, of course, the wonderful people over at Delta Beer Lab. So, Madison Makers Market over at the lab today. We will hit to a break, and we come back, finish up with Tiffany Malone.